This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. We continue Maseches Ksubos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara just made a distinction between Nida and someone in Avelos. That when they're in Avelos, there is a certain leniency that people feel about Avelos. And we tell them that even though they're allowed to have Bias Mitzvah, Bias Rishayna, in other words, what happened was they went to the chuppah, they prepared for the wedding, and all of a sudden the father of the chassan and the mother of the kala died. So we don't know what to do because they're ba'aninas. Typically you can't have bia when they're ba'aninas. So we say have bias mitzvah, let the regel of chassan abichal push off the avelos. However, during that period, we do not allow them to continue to have bia, even though technically the avelos was not chal, because dvarm shabitzina noyheg. Yeah? So even though they had bia, and you would think that he already sort of satisfied his desire, nevertheless, during that period of time, he has to sleep with a chaperone, she has to sleep with a chaperone. However, a woman who became a nida, then the chaperone is only needed if they never had bia before. But if they had bia, a chaperone is not needed, which means people treat nida more chamor than they treat avelos. And that's understandable because Nida is a chiyuv krisos. Avelos may be only in a Ser Dairaisa. I mean, only, but it's not a chiyuv karis. Says Gemara, on the third line on Dalet Amud Beis, Lememra de Avelos kilale minida. Are you going to say that mourning is more lenient than Nida? That Avelos is lenient and that by Avelos, even though they had relations, they're not allowed to stay together. But by Nida, where if they had relations, they're allowed to stay together? Now, this language really throws me off. Not that Avelos is more lenient than Nida, just the opposite. Nida, you're allowed to be more lenient than Avelos, because Nida, you are allowed to be together once they had Bia. So Rashi says, are you going to say Avelos is more lenient for people to violate than Nida, that therefore by Avelos we can't trust them and on Nida we trust them? In other words, are you going to say that people treat Avelos lighter than they treat Nida and therefore you have to be more careful about Avelos than you do Nida? Rabbi Yitzchak bar Chanina amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Chanina said the name Rav Huna, ka malachai she'isha oisa labayla, any malachis that a woman does for her husband, Nida oisalabala, a nida could do for her husband. Any services that a woman typically does for her husband, a nida could do for her husband. Even though you would say, well, if she does certain services, it might lead to intimacy. No, a nida could do to her husband. Chutz mi mezigas hakois, except for a nida cannot pour his cup. Vahatzas hamita, or make his bed. Vahachatzas panav yad v'raglav, and wash his face, hands and feet. So the Nida could do regular services. She could vacuum his room. She could shine his shoes. She could, we'll leave it at that. And but she cannot pour his cup. She cannot make his bed. She cannot wash his hands, face, and feet. Because we're worried by Nida that these activities will lead to intimacy. V'ilu gabe avelos, Tanya, but regarding mourning, we learned in a brisa. Afal pisha amru, even though the sages said, "Ein adam rashai lachof asishta lios koychelas lios pakeses," even though a man cannot force his wife who's mourning to be koycheles or pakeses, to put on makeup on her eye, or Rashi says pakeses, to put rouge on her face, so he can't force her to wear makeup when she's mourning. Be'emes amru, but in truth, Chazal have said, Moizeges lei hakois, she can pour him the cup, umatzas lei amita, and make his bed, umarchetzas lei panav yadav v'raglav. So earlier we said that Nida is a greater safeguard than Avelos. By Avelos, they cannot sleep in the same room even if they had relations before, but by Nida they can. That means people are more Zahir by Nida. And here we see that by Nida, the activities of pouring the cup and washing his face are more likely to lead to intimacy than they are by Avelos. So we see the exact opposite. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, there's no difficulty here. Kan ba'avelos dide, kan ba'avelos dida. It all depends whose avelos is it. Says Rashi, really avelos is more lenient than nida. Really avelos is more likely to be violated than nida. That's why in the original Brisa, we say that by a nida, they could be together, and avelos they can't, because avelos is more likely to be violated than nida. And this is how we answer the stira. When do we said hu yashen ben hanashim? That's talking about when he's an avel. When he's an avel, the man's desire is very hard to control. So if he's an avel, he might say forget the avelos, and he's going to have relations with her. So he might throw the avelos out the window. And that which it says that by Nida she could she's not allowed to pour the cup. I by Avelos. Right, earlier we said Avelos is kilo lami Nida, so that's true. Avelos is more lenient than Nida. Avelos is more likely to be violated. It's just this Braisa that says that she can do these malachas. You know why? It's talking about when she's an Avel. Because it says you can force her to put on the makeup. So that means we're talking about her Avelos. So by her Avelos, that is actually more strict and less likely to be violated even than Nida. Because if his Yetzer overpowers him, she's going to say, sorry, I'm an Avel. In other words, like this, Nida is a much greater safeguard than Avelos. But even a greater safeguard than Nida is her Avelos. Because the issue is always with him. He's the one who we're afraid is going to do something wrong. It's his Yetzer Hara that we're worried about. But when she's a Nida, when she's Avelos, she could say, look, whatever your desire is, we can't do this right now. Fine. So basically, we're differentiating between his Avelos and her Avelos. Now, let's get this straight. That means, even though we said earlier that by his Avelos, he would have to sleep separate from her, even though they had relations, but if she was the one who is Ba'Avelos, then they would not have to sleep separately. Just like by Nida, where they don't have to sleep separately if they had relations before. If she was Ba'avelos, they also wouldn't have to sleep separately. The Gemara is going to ask, well, wait a second. She is Ba'avelos. We're talking about a case where her mother died. So why do they have to sleep in separate quarters? But first, the Gemara asks a different question. The Gemara asks, Umi shani ben Avelos didei Avelos dida? Is there a difference between his Avelos and her Avelos? But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Mi shemes chamiv. Someone whose father-in-law died, oy chamoisai, or mother-in-law. So that means his wife's father or mother died. Eino yachal lachaf es ishta elios kaychalas lias poikasas. He can't force her to wear makeup. Ela koifamitas, he has to turn over his bed. We learned about this in Moed Katan, that they used to turn over their bed. We don't do that anymore. V'noyeg ima avelos. And he has to be noyeg with her avelos. V'chein he, likewise her, shemes chami, if her father-in-law died, her husband's father, or her husband's mother, ena rasha, lios koichelas, lios poikasas, she's not permitted to put on makeup, ela koifa mitasa, she turns over her bed, v'noi heges imay avelos, she is noig with him, avelos. Now, at no point do we differentiate at all between whether, why don't we say, well, if he's the avel, then they have to sleep in separate quarters. And if she's the Avel, they could sleep together in the same room. Why don't we make that differentiation? Clearly, they have the same halacha. There's no difference. They would always have to sleep separate, or they would always have to sleep together, or they would always be able to sleep together, but there's no differentiation between his avelus and her avelus. But if this distinction is correct, it should say that when it's his avelus, they can't sleep in the same room. Says Gemara, Tani, yeah, teach, amend, meaning add the following qualifier, ba'avelus dida, when it's her father-in-law or mother-in-law, and he's ba'avelus, hu yash me'anoshim, isha yishan me'anoshim, they can't sleep in the same room. Says Gemara, ay v'havachein katani, it says similarly. No, the similarly is, they know she doesn't wear makeup. But there's a difference where they sleep. Ki katani, when it says similarly, akich v'aperkos, it's going on the makeup. Ay, but it says v'ha imay katani, it says with him, that even when he's an avel, she is with him. My love imay b'mita, doesn't it mean she could be with him in the same bed? That means even by his avelos, we could trust him. So I'm going to ask you a good Chafetz Chaim question. By the way, what does Chafetz Chaim question mean? I have to give a shir on what that means. But basically, this question has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. When the Gemara asks, is there any difference between Avelos Didei and Avelos Dida? We could ask Stam a question. The Braisa earlier said that they cannot sleep together. And this Braisa says they could sleep together. So it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yosef's chiluk of Rabbi Yosef made a chiluk between his avelus and her avelus. There's nothing to do with that. We have a Braisa on the Avdalet Amud Aleph that says that when a newlywed gets married and then their parent dies, so the halacha is they have bir rishayna and they can't be together in the same room. And here we learn that if you have a couple and somebody dies, they could be together in the same bed. So nothing to do with Rabbi Yosef, who differentiates between his avelus and her avelus. Oh, here we see there's no differentiation between his avelus and her avelus. There's stamakasha. Here we see they never have to be apart. So Tosfos gives different terutzim. He says, had it not been for Rabbi Yosef, I would have differentiated between at the time of chuppah, where there's a strong yetzer hara, so they have to separate, as opposed to an old married couple where they don't have such a strong yetzer hara, they don't have to separate. But Rabbi Yosef didn't make such a chilek. Rabbi Yosef said, him and her, him and her. But here we see there's no difference between him and her. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Okay. Anyway, the Gemara asks, doesn't it mean that when he's avelos, it's imay b'mita? Loi, imay b'bayis. In the same, she is noyeg avelos with him in the house. This is like an old, somewhat of a halacha that has fallen out of observance, namely, that when one spouse is ba'avelos, the other spouse in their presence has to be noyeg avelos. Like Rav said to Chia's son, ba'apa, in her presence, noyeg avelusa. When your wife's in avelos, you should be noyeg avelos in her presence. So ba'apa, not in her presence, loy tinoyeg avelusa, you should not accustom yourself in avelos. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, Mi kamedamis avelusa da hachal avelusa da alma? Ravashi is giving a new answer. Ravashi is saying, we had a kasha like this. The question was, we saw earlier that anida is more chamor than avelos, that by avelos, if they had relations, they can't be together, but by nida, you could. That means people are more zahir about nida than avelos. And then we asked the kasha, we asked the question about Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina, said the name of Rav Huna, that Nida cannot do malachas for her husband, but by Avelos she could. So Rav Ashi says, what are you talking about? Mi kamedamis Avelos to the Hachal Avelos to Amar? Are you going to compare Avelos of the world to the Avelos of here? Are you going to compare the Avelos over here to the Avelos in general? Avelusa da alma chamor v'layasu zuzube. Avelos in general is chamor, and you won't come to be mezalzel. Avelos da hacha kivin da akilu Rabbanan Asa Zuzul Bey. So basically, Rav Ashi is saying like this. We had a kasha that we wanted to differentiate between his Avelos and her Avelos. And we wanted to say that by her Avelos, you don't have to be careful. But by his Avelos, you do have to be careful. Well, Rav Ashi is saying a different point. Rav Ashi is saying that the Avelos over here, meaning, you know why in the Braisa on Dalet Amud Aleph, when he is Ba'avelos, the halacha is that he cannot sleep in the same room, as opposed to in this case, he can sleep in the same room? I mean, the first answer, Rabbi Isai, is teach in this later Braisa that Taka, when he's Ba'avelos, he cannot sleep in the same room as her. Rav Ashi is saying, no, it doesn't say over here he cannot sleep in the same room. So we would say in this case, you could sleep in the same room. So why is it in the earlier case you can't, and in this case you can? Maybe you would have said, well, in the earlier case it's a time of chuppah, but we never made that split. Now we're saying a different reason. In the earlier case, it's an avelos that we've treated leniently. And since we've treated leniently, we have to take extra precautions and extra safeguards. Meaning, we have allowed a great leniency in the earlier case of Avelos. What was the leniency we allowed? The leniency was that we allowed them to have Bir Rishayna. Says Gemara, my kula, what's the leniency that because of that we don't allow them to sleep in the same room? Ilema, so if you're going to say Diktani, Boyel, Bilas, Mitzvah, Pirish, it says they could have the first relations and then he separates. That's not a leniency. The fact that they could have Bias Mitzvah, that's because the Avelos is not Chal. How is that a leniency in Avelos? The Avelos wasn't Chal yet. Hasa Mishum Deloi Chal Alav Avelusa. There it's because the Avelos wasn't Chal yet. Ila Rabbi Eliezer, if according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ad Sheyatsa Mipesach Habayis, until they leave the threshold of the house, the Avelos is not Chal. Ila Rabbi Yeshua, if according to Rabbi Yeshua, Ad Sheyistoim Hagoylel, until they close the seal on top of the coffin. That is the pshat of Rashi. Says the Gemara, Hasam Mishum Doichal Avelusa. Either because, either according to Blazer until they leave the threshold of the house, or according to Bishua until the Goylel is sealed. Says the Gemara, Elo Diktani, here's the leniency. The leniency is Diktani Noyeg Shiva Simeha Mishta, Viachakach Noyeg Shiva Simeha Avelus. It says they observe the 7 days of the feast. And then they observe the 7 days of Avelos. Why do we allow the 7 days of the feast to push off the Avelos? The fact, you're right, the fact that we allow the Bia, that's not a leniency, it's because Avelos wasn't Chal. But why was the Avelos not Chal? It's because we insisted that the Regel should be Chal. So if we insist the Regel should be Chal, the fact that the Regel is pushing off the Avelos, that itself is a leniency in the Avelos. And because of that, we have to be extra careful that and we have to say that he cannot sleep in the same room as her. I'm just wondering, well, once we say that, then when the Gemara asked earlier, oh, what do you mean? Is Avelos more lenient than Nida? But Rabbi Yitzchak said that all the malachas that a woman could do for her husband, a Nida could do, but by except for pouring the cup, but by Avelos, you can't do. So we see that people treat Avelos more chamer than Nida. If anything, Rav Ashi would be answering that as well. Meaning, according to Rav Ashi, you don't even have to differentiate between Avelos Dide and Avelos Dida. You could just say that really Avelos is more chamer than Nida. And according to Rav Ashi, you could say Avelos is more chamer than Nida. It's just that particular scenario of Avelos we have been lenient in, and therefore we have to be extra careful with that Avelos. But in general, Avelos is more chamer than Nida. By the way, I think we skipped a line earlier. The Gemara said, when the Gemara said, Kan ba'Avelos Dide, Kan ba'Avelos Dida, the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Kan ba'Avelos Dida? But it says, the father of the chassan, or the mother of the kala, which means, even by the mother of the kala, we are extra careful. It's not only by him, it's by her also. So the Gemara says, no, Ki katani ashara. Actually, what the Gemara is saying is that if the mother of the kala died, she does not have to sleep separate. The only reason we brought in if the mother of kala dies is for all the other halachos, namely that we push off the avelos and we allow them to have bia rishayna. So basically, according to Rav Ashi, you do not have to differentiate between avelos dide and avelos dida. Nida is more chamor only than this avelos, which was treated lightly. But in general, avelos is more chamor. Okay. Daf He is very gishmak. It talks about the Bria Rishana on Friday night and some other interesting inyanim. Okay, so next week is a tough one. Are you up for... Sunday night is Yom Tov, right? So we're gonna have to do Thursday night. Hey, Amud Aleph, got that? Hey, Amud Aleph, Thursday night, and when do we do Hey, Amud Beis? Maybe Matzah Yom Tov is the best time. I think Matzah Yom Tov Sunday. So there's Monday night, Tuesday night. When is that? Tuesday night. One second. Tuesday night, right? Tuesday night. I think that would probably be the best one because once Chol HaMoed starts, it's a bit tough. I think Matzah Yom Tov, okay? So that's what we're going to shoot for. We're going to shoot for Tuesday night. We're going to shoot for Thursday night, Tuesday night, okay? Okay, Shkoyach everyone. Agot Yar, Agmar Chesima Toiva. Thanks everybody.
Same time?
Yeah, same time. Let's say Thursday night, 9:15. Thursday night. So that means if I do a chumash here, stay tuned. Okay, I'm gonna keep you posted. Okay, I'm gonna keep you posted about it.
Double session matzah yom tov also.
Maybe. What do you mean matzah yom kippur?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.